power of God's word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. This week we look at Proverbs chapter 12, verse 16, which reads, "A fool shows his annoyance at once, but a prudent man overlooks an insult." This week's passage is kind of a branch from last week's power scripture from Proverbs chapter 10, in that it deals with controlling the tongue, but also in action. More specifically, it deals with a certain issue, that being insults. Now, let's ask ourselves, what is our first reaction when someone insults us? Do we get mad? Agitated? Is our reaction to immediately strike back? I would venture to say that most people fall into one of those categories. Not all people, but most. But here the passage today says it is foolishness to quickly show our annoyance. Why? Why would it be foolish? The answer is found in the very next part of this verse. It says a prudent person will overlook an insult. Now, prudent means someone who is wise in handling matters and exercising good judgment and common sense. It also means someone who is careful about their own conduct. Now, this helps us understand the basic meaning here. Let's face it, when we are quick to react to insults, we usually do not handle things the right way, especially if we're angry and decide to strike back. Yet, the truth is, many times what we often perceived as insults were not meant as an insult. In other words, sometimes we misunderstand what someone meant by how they said it or what they said. Thus, when we're quick to react, we will often find ourselves feeling foolish when we find out it was nothing more than a misunderstanding. But still, some are meant as insults. Nevertheless, we must not be quick to react. As the passage says, the wise will be prudent, meaning we will be careful of our conduct. As the saying goes, two wrongs don't make a right. To react without thinking will only hurt ourselves more in the end, not to mention only give fuel to the person doing the insulting. So let us not be foolish, but rather be wise in our reactions to insults. We would do well to look at the ministry of Jesus and how he reacted to insults, which were many. His responses were always wise, and sometimes his reactions just cut through all the garbage and put people in their places. But it was always done in truth and then love. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave signing out.